Oh, it's that time. Week four in the NFL is here, and it's time for Pete Hoffman's other NFL picks. As yesterday, the perfect parlay, I gave my perfect parlay, which I still haven't hit yet, with BT and Sal, but I gave you Denver plus 7.5 and Cincinnati minus 4.5. I love those two games, so that's what I chose to put my perfect parlay together with. And now it's time for the other picks. And last week, like I said before the break, Alex Azarm went 5 for 5. And I, too, went 5 for 5. So maybe the other picks are the way to go.
Yeah, I was texting you throughout while you were in Cleveland. I'm like, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0.
I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, uh-oh, this is good for him. Is it good for me? I'm like, oh, it is, because we had similar picks. But, all right, real quick, because I want to get back to these phone calls. Let's head to Green Bay. I know Jordan Love may play. He's still questionable. I don't think he's playing, and if he does, I don't know how healthy he is. Minnesota's been on fire. They're getting 2.5 points. I feel comfortable taking Minnesota plus 2.5 at Green Bay. I know Sam Darnold's got his hiccups too, but I think Minnesota's going to go 4-0 to start this year off. So Minnesota plus 2.5 at Green Bay. Jacksonville's terrible. That's the end of story. Houston minus 6, no-brainer. Houston is just so elite offensively. Jacksonville can't keep up. We saw what happened with that Buffalo the other day. It's Houston is going to dominate Jacksonville again, minus 6. Trevor Lawrence is no good. Washington versus Arizona in Arizona. Washington's getting plus 3.5, dude. I got to be honest, Jaden Daniels is legitimate. And the fact that he's finally figured out Terry McLaurin, I'm in love with them. I'm in love with the Washington Commanders. I'm sorry. Plus 3.5, Washington, let's go. Let's then go to Baltimore. Sunday night game. Buffalo's getting 2.5. I'm taking that. Baltimore is just not good enough this year. They had the lead over Dallas and let Dallas come back and almost lost the game there. I think that Buffalo is just going to steamroll through Baltimore. And maybe they can keep toe-to-toe for a little bit with offense. But I think Buffalo is just so good. They're one of the best teams in the league right now. So Buffalo plus 2.5 I'm taking. And then I'm taking Tennessee plus 1.5 plus 1 at Miami, because I know that Tua is out. Huntley's the quarterback, if I'm correct. I don't know what to expect out of this offense. I don't think Tennessee's any good. I know Miami might have the more skilled players, but I think Tennessee at least has had a significant amount of practice with Levis that they actually could put together some sort of substance and find a way to win the game. That's all they have to do is win the game. So Minnesota plus 2.5 over Green Bay, Houston minus 6, Washington plus 3.5, Buffalo plus 2.5, Tennessee plus 1. That's where I'm going. Alex, where are you at?
We got some similar picks again.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I'm also riding on the Minnesota bandwagon, loving what Sam Darnold's doing, and obviously with the Jordan Love out, I think this is an easy pick. I don't know how I do know why the Packers are favored, but I'm taking the Vikings plus 2.5 there. Next, I'm going with you with the Texans pick. Right, you picked the Texans?
I did take.
Yeah. I just think the Jaguars are absolutely cooked. I think Doug Peterson might be the first guy fired this season.
Yep.
8 straight losses since last season. Trevor Lawrence looks pretty bad, and I didn't expect that to happen. When he got drafted, I thought he'd be the next guy, next big guy. So, yeah, I'm taking the Texans minus 6.5. A bit of a big spread, but I think they'll cover. And the other one that I also agree with you, I'm just so high on Jaden Daniels. I actually have been on record saying I would have taken him over Caleb Williams. Not saying Caleb Williams will be a bust, but I just think Jaden Daniels gives me so much Lamar Jackson vibes, and I think he's fantastic.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to take Commanders plus 3.5. I'm going to take the Chiefs 7.5 against the Chargers. Justin Herbert is hurt. And I just think that Chargers are kind of in a limbo whether to play him hurt or to play the backup. And I just think that I think the Chiefs will get it done. I was balancing between this pick and another one. I'm going to stick with the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, don't wimp out now. You just said it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. and then one, it's a weird one. I took the Panthers because so the other one that I was thinking about was also one of your picks, which was the Dolphins Titans. I just don't know who's going to win that because I don't know who's going to be the quarterback for the Dolphins. Is it going to be, who'd you say it was going to be?
Huntley.
Is it going to be Huntley? Is it going to be Mike White? I don't know. As long as it's not Skylar Thompson, I think they'll do better because he was absolutely atrocious. But I'm going to go with, instead, the Bengals-Panthers. I was really happy with how Andy Dalton played, but I think the Bengals are just due for a win. I just can't see them going 0-4. So I'm going to take the Bengals -4.5. So I got Bengals -4.5, Vikings +2.5, Commanders +3.5, Chiefs -7.5, and why am I forgetting the last one?
You did Minnesota, Houston, Washington, KC, and Cincinnati.
There we go. Yeah, Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, I would agree with you on the Cincinnati pick. It's same philosophy on that. I just think that Carolina had a really good week last week. I think that Andy Dalton had a special day. I mean, could Andy Dalton have a revenge game against Cincinnati? Maybe. But Joe Burrow is 0-3 right now. That's not happening. They're going to win the game. It's just by how much. And I think they're going to get more than a touchdown because I think that Carolina, they're just not as good this year. And it's going to be, I don't want to say a blowout, but it could be a two-score win for Cincinnati.
So we got three of the five picks as the same.
Yes.
So I think we had like four last time. So
yeah.
I think it's a good strategy.
Hey, listen, we didn't talk about it beforehand, so that's a good thing. So maybe we're on to something.